的，
一群人就想办法麻醉。
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name.Thank you for sending helps to us in those times we needed your helps. Thank you for destroying the plans of the enemy that were formed against us. Thank you for exalting your name in our lives and situations.Thank you for putting our enemies to shame. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your mighty hand that is changing our lives and situations. Thank you for your mighty hand that is fighting our battles. Thank you, Father, for your mighty handthat is lifting us up into the place of fulfillment of destiny. Be praised, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for the strength you have given to us to serve you, to please you, and to overcomeall darkness. Thank you for your strength that is at work in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for doors you have opened for us to go through them and succeed and prosper. Thank you.Opportunities you keep sending into our lives. Thank you for turning around negative situations in our lives into positive situations. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for exposing all the hiding places of darkness.Thank you for exposing the wicked intentions of our enemies. Thank you for exposing everything that the enemy is planning to do against us. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for all our prayers that you have answered in this ministry.All the prayers we pray in the programs we do here. Thank you for being so merciful that you answer those prayers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because as we have come before your throne this night, this midnight, you're going to answer us again.And you're going to help us again. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that you have your way in this place. Let your Holy Spirit take over this prayer session. Let your power manifest in this prayer session to save.To heal, to deliver, to revive, and to restore in Jesus' name. Let your Holy Spirit energize us to pray effectively with the whole of our hearts and with every faith that we have. In Jesus' name. Let your Holy Spirit also lead us to pray the kind of prayers that we ought to pray at this time. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift up your name with an heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will say, How great, all the earth to see, how great is our God, how great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Mighty Redeemer, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto Jesus be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, to the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. All to the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. All to the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. We praise You, Jehovah. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is high. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. And I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God, 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 unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable God, Reliable God. We serve a reliable God. Reliable God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. Jesus, we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled in heaven. It is settled forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. It is settled. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your goodness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your kindness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive, forever he's alive. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. All the glory. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Oh, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna, alleluia, hosanna. You. of the mighty man in Batu. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in Batu. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in Batu. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in Batu. Glory to your name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endure it forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. The God of Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endure it forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you are highly lifted up. And there is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Savior, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're so worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Jesus. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name. That wonderful name. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. Open your mouth and begin to worship Him. Begin to praise and adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Worship your Creator, your Maker, your Father, your Savior, your Lord, your Healer, your Deliverer, your Restorer. Worship Him. Worship the first and the last, the beginning of all things and the end of all things. Worship Him. He is the one who is faithful and true. He is truth personified. He is love personified. Mercy personified. Grace personified. Worship Him. He is before all things, for He created all things. And He is the one holding all things together. Praise Him. He makes all things beautiful in His time. He resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble. He gives strength to the weak, power to the powerless, wisdom to the poor. He gives life to the dead, reviver to the dying. He gives hope to the hopeless. He is the answer to the world's problems. He is the only solution that we need. Praise Him. He is too strong to be defeated. Too high to become low. Praise Him. He is too faithful to fail those who trust in Him. He is the God of wonders, the God of mighty miracles. We praise You, Father. He's the one who opens the eyes of the blind. We worship You, Lord. You set the captives free. We praise You, Lord. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Only you can reverse irreversible things. Only you can cure incurable diseases. Only you can save. No other God can save. Only you can save. We worship you, Lord. You are the light that shines in the darkness. And darkness cannot understand. And darkness cannot overcome. We praise you, Father. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You roar, and all your enemies run for their lives. They run for their lives. We worship you, Lord. You do terrible things in righteousness. You have subdued all your enemies under your feet. You have dethroned the principalities and powers. You have dethroned Satan and all his agents. We worship you, Lord. Only you can speak, and your words will come to pass. Only you can do that. Only you can do that. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Only you can transform a man into a new creature. We worship you, Father. Only you can bring things out of nothing. And only you can turn things into nothing. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. You are eternal life. Personified. And there is no death in you. You are light personified. And there is no darkness in you. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him with this prayer. You can say, Father, thank you for your great love for my life. Say, Father, thank you for your great love for my life. Thank you for your great mercy for my life. Thank you for your great compassion for my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Surely no one can love you the way he loves you. No one cares the way he cares. Thank him. Say, Father, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for caring for my life so much. Thank you for dealing with me through your mercy. Thank you for dealing with me through your compassion. Scripture says, if God is going to mark sin, who is going to survive? If God is going to deal with people according to their sins, who is going to survive? Surely no one is going to survive. So, Father, thank you for dealing with me through your mercy, through your compassions. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your great love for my life. Say, Father, thank you for your great love for my life. Say, thank you for not giving up on me. Even when I disappointed you. Say, Father, thank you for not giving up on me. Even when I messed up. Even when I failed you. Thank you for dealing with me through your mercy. Thank you for dealing with me through your compassions. Thank you for dealing with me in love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for executing your judgment on my enemies. But the Bible says, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. And that is God speaking right there. Vengeance is mine, and I will repay. Say, Father, thank you for taking vengeance on my behalf. Thank you for taking vengeance on my enemies, on my behalf. For my sake, thank you for taking vengeance on my enemies. For my sake, say, Father, thank you for executing judgment on my enemies. Thank you for fighting my enemies for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for troubling my enemies. Thank you for persecuting my enemies. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still thanking him. You can say, Father, thank you for all the blessings I have received from you since the day I met you or I knew you. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for all the blessings I have received from you since the day you became my Father. Since the day I surrendered my life to you. Say, Father, thank you for all the blessings I have received from you since the day I came into the faith. Since the day I came into your knowledge, into knowing you, since the day I came into your kingdom, since the day I became a Christian, thank you for all the blessings I have received from you. Thank you for all the helps. Thank you for all the interventions. Thank you, Lord, for all the support. Thank you for all the miracles. Thank you for all that you have done in my life since when I came to know you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank you. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for rebuking untimely death in my life. Yeah, I want you to know that there are people of your age mate that are already dead. There are people who share the same birthday with you that are already dead by now. In fact, some died today. But you are still alive. So, Father, thank you for rebooking untimely death in my life. Thank you for preserving my life up to this very hour. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. You're still alive because of his mercy. It's not because you're smart. It's not because you're wise. It is because of his mercy. You could have died. I could have died. Say, Father, thank you for rebuking of timely death in my life. Thank you for stopping death from prevailing over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping me alive up to this moment. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. The angel of the Lord spoke to a man of God some years ago. And the angel told the man, the angel said, do you know that in heaven, the thoughts of men speak louder than their words? Yeah, the angel told the man that in heaven, the thoughts of people speak louder than the words that come out of the mouth of people. So which means the first thing that God hears are your thoughts, not your words. Yeah. So whether you are sitting down with your mouth closed or you are kneeling down in the place of prayer, or you are standing up to worship God, the first thing that God will hear are the thoughts in your mind, the thoughts in your heart, not your words, not your song. Because God will listen to your song and to your words. He will first listen to your thoughts. So you are going to pray. If we fail in our thoughts, we have already failed. Yeah. No matter what you do next, in as much as in your thoughts, you have already failed God. Every other thing you do next is a waste of time. Because the rest is also failure. I don't know if I get my point. If you have failed God in your thoughts, The other things you do, your words, your actions, they are failures. Yeah, they will not be acceptable. They cannot be acceptable until God is glorified in your thoughts. So therefore, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to glorify God in my thought. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to glorify God. Help me to honor God in my thought. Open your mouth and pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, help me to glorify God in my thoughts, in my imaginations, in my thoughts, in my imaginations. Holy Spirit, help me to glorify God. Help me to honor God. Help me to please God in my thoughts. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter who you are. Once you fail Him in your thoughts, He will not regard you. He will not. The Holy Spirit, help me to glorify God in my thoughts. Help me to glorify God in the thoughts and meditations in my heart, in my soul. So Holy Spirit, help me to glorify God in my imaginations, in my thinking pattern. Help me to please God. Help me to please God in my mind. Help me to please God in my mind. Help me to please God in my mind. So that my life can be acceptable in God's sight. Thank you, Father. So that God can listen to my words. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. The greatest attack that comes from the kingdom of darkness is on the mind of people. Is on the minds of people. So the minds of people is where the enemy attacks the most. Yeah, because they know the power of your mind. So they attack the minds of people more than any other thing else. Because they know that if you are wrong in your mind, you are wrong in your spirit, in your soul at the same time. And you are wrong in your body at the same time. And you are wrong in the sight of God at the same time. So this thing we are praying about right now is a very serious issue. Well, for those that have eyes to see. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, deliver me in my mind that I may please you. Say, Father, deliver me in my mind that I may please you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, deliver me in my mind. Some people's minds and hearts so full of envy, so full of jealousy, so full of bitterness, anger, hatred. Their heart is so unforgiving. I pray you are not like that. Say, Father, deliver me in my mind so that I can please you. So that I can please you. As I said before, this has nothing to do with who you are. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care who you are. He doesn't care how you look in the mirror. He doesn't care whatever title you have. He doesn't care how anointed you are. Ask God to deliver you. The earlier you are delivered in your mind, the better for you. Say, Father, deliver me in my mind so that I may please you. So that I can please you. Deliver me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Do you know that your mind holds the keys that controls the universe? Your mind holds the keys that controls nature itself, that controls the heavens and the earth. And how am I so sure about this? Why am I so sure? Do you remember what happened when Peter began to walk on water? Yeah, do you remember that story in the Bible when Peter began to walk on water? Yeah. In that passage, you will see that everything was okay until Peter began to doubt in his mind. Everything was okay. He was in dominion. He was walking on the water until he began to doubt in his mind. So does that not show you that the mind holds a great power even to control nature and to rule over nature? So you are going to pray. Once things begin to go wrong in your mind, every other thing else begins to go wrong in your life. I'm telling you the truth. Once things begin to go wrong in your heart, in your soul, every other thing else begins to go wrong. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me in my mind so that I can remain in dominion and power and victory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen me in my mind so that I can walk in dominion, so that I can walk in power, so that I can walk in victory, even the dominion Jesus has given to me. Father, strengthen me in my mind. Strengthen me in my mind, my God. Jesus, strengthen me, O God, in my mind so that I can remain in dominion and in power and in victory over everything. Over everything that Jesus controls. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, and destroy every plantation of darkness in my mind that is making it difficult for me to maintain a right mind before God. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy, uproot every plantation of darkness in my mind that is making it so hard for me to maintain a right mind in the sight of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Rishihash negel hende deshera. The testo de emashada shalagala. Jesus is a teshenaga. Mahashe ne teshenagala. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Do it right now. Do it right now. Uproot from my mind. Uproot from my soul. Every darkness. Every poison of darkness, every seed of darkness that is making it so hard for me to maintain a right mind in the sight of God. Every darkness that is making it difficult for me to maintain a pure mind, a pure heart in the sight of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Do you know that Satan does not target any other aspect in the life of a believer apart from the mind of the believer? That is where Satan and some principalities, that is where they target. You know that the kingdom of darkness is not only about Satan. There are a lot of princes of darkness. In fact, Satan is one of the princes of darkness, though he is their leader. Yeah, but he's not the only one in charge of the realm of darkness. Yeah, it's just one among thousands and millions. Yeah, so Satan and some other princes of darkness, they only target the mind. Yeah, there are other princes of darkness that attack other areas of the life of men. But Satan only targets the mind. Why? Because he knows how powerful the mind is. He knows that once he has captured the mind, he has captured the life of that person. Yeah. But do you know that many of the thoughts some of you think is directly from Satan? It's not even from you. It's from Satan. It's Satan that puts that thought in your mind. Just like what he did to Peter. Yeah. Jesus was talking about what he would go through. All the bad things that will happen to him. And Peter was saying, God forbid, none of those things will happen to you. And Jesus answered and said, get behind me, Satan. Yeah, Jesus rebuked Peter in a way of rebuking Satan. Yeah, he was looking at Peter, but it was no longer Peter, it was Satan. At that moment, it was no longer Peter who was talking. It was Satan. Yeah. So Satan is able to give you thoughts and even speak to you. And you will not realize that. I don't know if I get my point. Satan can give you a lot of thoughts that will look like it's your own thoughts. Yeah, because when Peter was speaking that way, Peter was, being emotional. I was like, oh, I love this man so much. I cannot see this man go through all these sufferings and even get killed. No, I cannot endure that. This man doesn't deserve that. So Peter was speaking out of good motive. He was speaking out of good intention. Yeah, but that good motive, that good intention was wrong. So do you know that even your good motive and intention can be against the will of God? Yeah, and to be a thought coming directly from Satan. Yeah, so if I say that Satan can give you thoughts and even speak to you, don't say I'm wrong, because it happens a lot. I've seen a lot of people speak they speak exactly what Satan gave them to speak, and they didn't know. I've seen a lot of men of God, anointed men of God, great men of God, popular men of God, well-known men of God, that spoke from the mind of Satan, and they thought it was from their own mind, or some of them even thought it was from God's mind, but they spoke directly from the mind of Satan. Yeah, so this issue about the mind is a very serious thing. Yeah, and we have prayed about this before on this platform. But the Lord wants us to revisit this. It's a very serious thing. Very serious. The issue of your mind. Very serious. So you are going to pray. Satan can possess your mind and speak through you. And you will think it's just coming from your feelings, from your emotions. And you will say it with good motive. But yet it is Satan. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower my mind to reject satanic thoughts and inspirations. I don't know if you get that prayer point. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower my mind to reject satanic thought and inspiration. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. This is the name of the Shira Shidagala. Meneshida Hatalagala. So Lord Jesus, empower my mind. Empower my mind. Empower my mind. Empower my mind to reject satanic thoughts, to reject satanic inspiration. Empower my mind to never allow satanic thoughts in. Empower my mind to never allow satanic emotions, satanic feelings, Him. Empower my mind, Lord Jesus. I believe you're praying. Empower my mind, Lord Jesus, to reject satanic thoughts, to reject satanic emotions, to reject satanic feelings. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Do you know why Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God? In Matthew chapter 5. I think Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, do you know why Jesus said that? Yeah, it is because the purity of your heart is proportional to the revelations, or let me say, it is proportional to getting revelations from God. The purer your heart is, the more you will get deep revelations from God. And then the polluted your heart is, the more your dreams become polluted and confused. Yeah, the more your discernment become polluted, you're going to pray. You want to see God? Then be pure in your mind. Be pure in your heart. If you want to see God, you have to be pure. If you want to get powerful dreams, powerful visions, powerful revelations, powerful encounters from God, then be pure in your heart. Be pure in your mind. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, sanctify my heart with your fire. Sanctify my heart and mind with your fire. Fill my heart and mind is completely pure, 100% pure. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Lord Jesus, sanctify my heart and mind with fire. Fill my heart and mind is completely pure, is 100% pure. Continue to pray like that. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Lord Jesus, sanctify my mind with fire. Sanctify my heart with fire. Sanctify my mind with fire, so that I can see God. Sanctify my mind with fire. Sanctify my heart with fire, so that I can see God. Thank you, Lord. So that I can know God. Sanctify my heart with fire, so that I can get revelations from God. Deep revelations from God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the issue about the mind is that it is how do I say it? It is very quick in defiling your spiritual garment. Your mind is very fast in defiling your spiritual garment, in making you defiled before God. Yeah, remember what Jesus said about adultery. Yeah, about sexual sin. Jesus said, if you look at a woman, if a man look at a woman, and in his began to lust after that woman. Jesus said, at that moment, adultery has been committed. Sexual sin have happened. Yeah, because in the Old Testament, they believe that sexual sin have not yet happened until you have carnal knowledge with the opposite sex physically. Yeah, or until you have sex with someone that is not your wife or your husband. Yeah, so that is what they believed in the Old Testament. Yeah, but when Jesus came, he opened their eyes. And then he made them to see that adultery is deeper than what you people think it is. That sexual sin is deeper than what you people think it is. And then he broke it down for them to understand. Yeah. So your mind is very quick in defiling you. Yeah. I pray that you will be pure in Jesus' name. So you are going to pray. You are still going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to always stop my mind from defiling my spiritual garment. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to prevent my mind from defiling my spiritual garment, from defiling me in the sight of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Pray like that. Just by watching a video, on the internet, you can get yourself defiled for many days. Some people, even for up to a month, just a single video they watched on the internet defiled them for over a month before they probably realize something has gone wrong in their lives. Open your mouth and pray. This is a serious matter. May I receive strength. May I receive power to stop my mind from defiling my spiritual garment, from staining my spiritual garment. I receive strength right now. In the name of Jesus. I receive strength right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We still pray. The mind also opens doors for demons to come in. Yeah, the mind opens doors for all kinds of spirits of darkness to enter into your life. It is with your mind you open doors for devils to come in. And then it is also with your mind you shut doors exist darkness from coming into your life. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to stop my mind from allowing darkness into my life. You're going to say, I receive strength to stop my mind, to prevent my mind from allowing darkness into my life, from allowing demons into my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Some people, they are the ones that open doors for sickness to enter. The sickness was not going to enter, but then they began to confess the sickness. They began to say, oh, I'm about to get sick right now. Oh, I'm going to get sick right now. And then the sickness entered. Say, I receive strength to stop my mind from bringing in darkness into my life. I receive strength to stop my mind from bringing in demons into my life, from bringing in serpents and scorpions into my life. I receive strength right now. I receive fire right now to stop my mind from bringing rubbish, demonic rubbish, demonic garbages into my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Another thing you need to know about your mind is that it is very quick to weaken your spiritual life. Your mind is very quick to weaken your spirit. You have just 5 minutes of pressure in your mind and weaken your spirit for probably a whole day or a whole week. Just 5 minutes darkness. Or how do I say it? You know, by allowing darkness in your mind for 5 minutes can weaken your spirit for a whole week. Yeah, and for some people for a whole month. Yeah, so your mind is very quick in weakening your spirit man, and then you will not be able to pray again. You will not be able to trust God again, and then you will not be able to do spiritual exercises again, and then you become so discouraged, so carnal, so depressed. All of these things can happen within the space of just 5 minutes. Right inside your mind. So you are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, I receive fire to stop my mind, to prevent my mind, to control my mind from causing spiritual weakness in my life. See, I receive fire to stop my mind from causing spiritual weakness in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Dishiatasharagana, my God, pray if you love your soul. Pray. Say, I receive strength right now. I receive strength right now. I receive strength. I receive fire to stop my mind from causing spiritual death in my life. To stop my mind from causing spiritual weakness in my life. I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire. Thank you, Jesus. I receive power to do this every day, to do this every hour. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Your mind can give you demonic dreams. The activities in your mind can invite demons into your dreams. Yeah. So you are going to pray. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I close up every portal of darkness that was opened through the negative activities in my mind. Every portal of darkness that was opened through the negative thoughts in my mind that is now bringing in darkness into my life. You're going to see, I close them up right now. I close them up right now. Open your mouth and pray. You can open portals through the thoughts in your mind. Just the way you can open angelic portals through the thoughts in your mind, you can also open demonic portals through the thoughts in your mind. Begin to say, I shut down every portal of darkness that was opened through the negative thoughts in my mind, that is now bringing all kinds of darkness into my life. I close up those portals right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, I close up every portal that opened, every portal of darkness that opened when I was thinking wrong thoughts. Begin to say, I shut down those portals. I close them up right now. I bind those portals right now in the name of Jesus. No darkness shall be able to enter into my life from now henceforth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. going to place your right hand on your head. Do you know there are strongholds in the mind? And these are the, you know, your mind is where you can have the strongest stronghold of darkness. So don't think the strongest strongholds of darkness are maybe on satanic altars or in the covens of witches and wizards. No, that's not where the strongest strongholds of darkness are. The strongest strongholds of darkness are not in the physical realm. No, they are in the mind. They can only be found in the mind. They can't be found on the outside. I mean, in the physical realm. They can only be found on the inside, on your inside. Yeah. And these strongholds, they operate in form of ideas, ideology. They operate in form of mindset. They operate in form of a belief system. What people believe. They operate in form of a culture, a way of life. Yeah, that is how these strongholds operate. They also operate in form of attitude and attitude, a character and a habit. Yeah, that's how these strongholds operate. Yeah. And as long as these things are rooted in your mind, you cannot move forward. Even if you move forward, you cannot go far. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, pull down every stronghold of darkness in my mind, in my soul, pull them down right now. I refuse to be a slave to these strongholds. I refuse to continue as a slave to these strongholds. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy, pull down every stronghold of darkness that is rooted in my mind, rooted in my soul, rooted in my feelings and emotions. Fire of God, pull them down. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pull them down. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, trace everywhere these strongholds are in me and destroy them. Every stronghold of wrong ideology, every stronghold of wrong attitudes, every stronghold of wrong mindset, wrong character, wrong culture. In me, fire of the Holy Ghost, put them down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, say, I refuse to continue as a slave to these strongholds. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you look up to where the Bible mentions about strongholds, you're going to see that it was referring to the mind. I want us to look at it. Yeah, strongholds. Yeah. The Bible says, for a weapon. Our weapons are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Yeah, that is 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 10, verse 4. Yeah, this is where the Bible really talks about strongholds as an enemy of Christians. Yeah, as you know, strongholds are something we should fight against and pull down. This is the only place the Bible talked about it. Yeah, and these strongholds, according to this passage, they only exist in the mind. Yeah, they only exist in the mind. Let me read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5 says, casting down imaginations. Now, verse 5 is showing where you will find these strongholds. Yeah, that you're going to find them in imaginations. And where do we have imaginations? In the mind. Yeah, in the mind, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Where are you going to find the knowledge of God? In the mind. Yeah, in the mind. And bringing it into captivity, every thought. Where are you going to find? In the mind. Yeah, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yeah, this is another scripture that talks about spiritual warfare. And this scripture is saying that we are to pull down strongholds in our minds. So strongholds are, as you know, as are like stumbling blocks. If you are a Christian and you notice that you always rise and fall, you always rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall, is because there is a stronghold of darkness in your mind, in your soul, that you have not yet conquered. The stronghold is what brings you down. Every time you rise, it brings you down again. So maybe last week you were on fire for God. You were very high spiritually, and then this week you are very low. Yeah, some people will say, "Man of God, pray for me. I'm so down in my spirit. I can't even study the Bible anymore. I can't even pray." It is strongholds that is causing that. Strongholds in the mind. Strongholds in the mind. So they are like stumbling blocks. Every time they notice you are going home spiritually, they bring you down. Inasmuch as you have not dealt with that stronghold. So it could be stronghold of pride. It could be stronghold of lust. It could be all kinds of strongholds in your mind. It could be love of money, greed. It could be many things. Many things. It could be idols in your mind. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Father, release your fire into my soul, into my mind. Destroy and destroy every stronghold of darkness that is bringing me down, that keeps pulling me down." Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, "Father, release your fire. Release your fire into my mind, into my life, into my soul, and destroy every stronghold of darkness that is making it difficult for me to rise spiritually. Strongholds of darkness that is making it difficult for me to go high spiritually. Father, release your fire and destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus." Fire. Fall and destroy them now. Father, release your fire and uproot such strongholds right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, "Father, release your fire. Destroy every stronghold in my mind, in my soul, that is making my spiritual growth difficult, that is making revival difficult in my life. Father, destroy those those strongholds right now. In the name of Jesus, release your fire and destroy them. Release your fire and destroy them. release your fire and destroy them. Every stronghold of darkness in my soul, in my mind, that keeps bringing me down whenever I try to rise. Oh Lord, destroy them now. Every stronghold of darkness that keeps causing me to fall, causing me to fail, Father, release your fire and destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, there are believers that I have met in my years as a Christian, and many of them, as at when I met them, they were very vibrant in the Lord. They were fervent in the Spirit, fervent in spirit. Yeah, but even as at that time, I knew in my heart that they cannot go far. Yeah, though at that time they were vibrant in the Lord. They were very spiritual. Yeah, they manifest a lot of spiritual gifts. Yeah, they were zealous for the Lord. Yeah, they do evangelism exercises. They do missionary works. Yeah, but I knew that they cannot go far. I knew they will fall eventually. And how do I know? Because I was praying for them. Yeah. But unfortunately, many of them, they are nowhere to be found today. They have lost everything. They lost the fire. They lost the faith. They lost the fervency. They lost the zeal. They lost everything. Why? Because of these strongholds. They didn't deal with these strongholds. Yeah, though I was praying for them, I mean interceding for them, but they, you know, in their personal walk with God, they failed to deal with the stronghold. So eventually, they failed and they lost everything. I pray that you will not lose your fire in Jesus' name. And so it is important that you deal with these strongholds. Yeah, because some of them, they can wait for you to go very high. And then all of a sudden, they will just bring you down. There are people who have gone very high. When I mean very high, there are people may God have mercy on our generation. There are people who have gone very high in power, in grace, in anointing, in spiritual gift. These are people that brought many dead people back to life. But now they are gone. They are nowhere to be found. I pray that you will not go high to fall down again in Jesus' name. So this is why it is so important
that you deal with this thing now. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every stronghold of darkness in me that is waiting for me to go high so as to bring me down. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every stronghold of darkness that is deep down in me, deep down in my soul, and is waiting for me to go high so as to bring me down into deep darkness, into deep failures. Father, destroy the stronghold right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the stronghold right now. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold of darkness that Satan have chosen to use to bring me down from the height that God is about to place me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray five more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. And we are still dealing on the mind. The mind. You're going to pray. Maybe you have believed lies. Maybe. May the Lord uproot those lies tonight. In Jesus' name. Maybe you have been deceived. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe you need to unlearn some things you have learned. Maybe. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, uproot from my heart, from my soul, from my mind, every lie I have believed. Every lie I believe, thinking it is the truth, thinking it is true. Say, Father, uproot them now. Open your mouth and pray. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Father, uproot them now. Every deception in my heart, every deception in my soul that I have believed unknown to me because I thought it was true, because you thought it was true. See, Father, remove them now in the name of Jesus. Remove them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let us go back to that scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I want you to take note of that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I have seen a lot of people trying to deal with spiritual enemies with carnal weapons. A lot of people trying to deal with spiritual enemies with carnal weapons, with physical weapons. How are they going to conquer such battle? Definitely, there can never be victory. Now, I know we have people that go by the name counselors, therapists, psychologists. I hope I'm correct with those names. People who have studied psychology. And they give psychotherapy. They give counseling. To people that have issues with, maybe emotional disorder, this one, I mean, that disorder, this disorder. People that have problems with their mind, emotions. Now, I know we have people like that, and that's their job. But do you know that many of the problems of the mind and emotions are not to be dealt with carnal weapons? So what those people use, the approach they use, is carnal, because that is what they have gone to learn at the university. Some people will say, I'm having a problem with an addiction, so I'm going to see my therapist. I'm going to see, the social worker. These people go by different names in different countries. I'm going to see my counselor. Whereas they're supposed to go and see Jesus. They're supposed to fight with spiritual weapons, because what they are dealing with are not carnal. They are dealing with carnal, they are dealing with spiritual enemies. Now, I understand that there are some problems that can be, that these people can fix using their carnal approach, But there are much more problems that they cannot fix, that these people cannot fix. That can only be fixed using spiritual weapons. I don't know if you're getting my point. So it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So you should stop fighting spiritual war in a carnal way. Even if you're a counselor, for instance, even as you're counseling your client, show them that there is a very potent weapon, and that it is mighty through God to save them. Show them Jesus. even after you have done your physical, you know, you have done this physical part, show them Jesus. Yeah, because only Jesus can give complete deliverance. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to fight battles with the right weapons. So Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom to fight battles with the spirit, with the right spiritual weapons of war. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, do not allow me fight spiritual battles with carnal weapons. Say, Holy Spirit, do not allow me to fight spiritual battles in a carnal way. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to fight battles with the right spiritual weapons, with the right weapons of war, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom. Give me the wisdom. Give me the wisdom. Some people, they will be putting blames on others when you should fight. If you fight the battles, you are blaming someone else, and you are saying that that person is to be blamed for what is happening to you. When you're supposed to face the problem, face to face, and fight and overcome. So Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to fight my battles with the right spiritual weapons of war, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. For the weapons, we have three more prayer points. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not carnal. They are spiritual. God must reveal them to you. God must reveal spiritual weapons to you. There are different spiritual weapons for different problems, for different battles, and God must reveal them to you. So therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes and show me the right weapons of war to use against my enemies. Say, Father, open my eyes and show me the right spiritual weapons of war to use against my enemies, to use against every battle that confronts me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Anything that is not carnal cannot be seen with your physical eyes, cannot be known physically or intellectually. Anything that is not carnal can only be discovered by revelation. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the right spiritual weapons to use on my enemies, but I open my eyes to see, to know, to discover the right spiritual weapons to use on the battles I face every day. Open my eyes and show me those weapons. Show me the weapons. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. It says, for the weapons of our warfare. Yeah, notice that it goes by S. That is, it's a plural. For the weapons, it's not just a single weapon. It's a lot of weapons. Yeah, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So God is going to operate through those weapons that you have discovered and that you have trained yourself to use. To use every time. Yeah. There are quite a lot of them. One of them is faith. Yeah. Faith. Yeah. Your faith can become mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Yeah. So you give God your faith. So it's more like God is saying, where is your weapon? Show me your weapon because I want to use it. To give you the victory you need. Yeah. So different believers have their special weapons. I have my special weapons that are always mighty through God. Yeah, different people. Yeah, some their own is faith. Some their own is fasting. Some their own is praising God. So you are going to pray. We are looking at faith right now. You're going to say, Father, help me to give you the weapon of faith so that you can use it to pull down strongholds of darkness. Say, Father, help me to give you the weapon of faith so that you can use it to pull down strongholds of darkness in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. You have to give God your faith. And then he will walk with that. So Father, help me to give you faith. Help me to give you faith. Help me to give you faith. So that you can walk through my faith to pull down strongholds of darkness in my life. Don't forget it says, mighty through God. These weapons can be mighty through God. That is, God is going to combine himself with those weapons. He's going to merge with the weapons. And when the enemy see that weapon, they run. Yeah, God will merge himself with the weapon you give him. The weapon that you will give him. And then that weapon will begin to do mighty things. Continue to pray. Say, Father, help me to give you faith that you will use to bring down strongholds of darkness in my life. To pull down strongholds of darkness in my life. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, do you also know that meditation is one of our weapons of warfare? It's one of the weapons of warfare that believers can give God. You know, and God will use it to pull down strongholds of darkness. Yeah, meditation is when you sit down and you begin to think upon the Word of God. You begin to think deep on the Word of God. You begin to recite the Word of God in your mind over and over again. And as you are reciting the Word of God in your mind, you are not reciting it with your mouth. Yeah, but maybe some people, they can start with their mouth. Yeah, but it's the main thing, the thing about meditation is that it takes place in the mind. Yeah, but some people, they will first start with their mouth. Yeah, and some people in other religion, in false religion, they practice meditation too. Yeah, and sometimes they chant. Yeah, whenever they are going into in meditative state, they start to chant something. They open their mouth and start chanting something. They start speaking some words over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. And gradually, those words begin to take them into a meditative state in their mind. Yeah, where they talk to their gods and goddesses. Yeah. So, but Christians, you can also use meditation to conquer a lot of strongholds of darkness and to also ascend into the heavenly realms. You can use meditation to ascend into the realms of God and even have conversation with God and his angels. Yeah, so meditation is when you are reciting the Word of God in your mind over and over again. And as you are reciting, you are looking for more knowledge, more insight, more wisdom, more understanding, more revelation. So meditation is different from studying. Yeah, it's different from studying. Studying, you know, is about research. Yeah, you're doing all kinds of research, asking many questions. Yeah, but meditation is more spiritual. Yeah, it has a lot to do with thinking deep. Yeah. You can try to meditate just on a chapter of the Bible. And that chapter can take you into a lot of realms of heaven, a lot of realms in God. Just a single chapter, sometimes just a single verse. You can meditate on just a single verse. Yeah, so that is a weapon. If you always do this, you become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. If you do a lot of meditation on the Word of God. And in fact, most times you'll be able to maintain a pure heart and a pure mind. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me grace to meditate deep on God's word. And in the process, pull down strongholds of darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. They just said, "Deketeshen alam." So, Holy Spirit, give me the grace. Some of you are not growing because you don't meditate, and you don't even understand the scriptures because you don't meditate on the scriptures. You don't search deep to get more revelations. Continue to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, equip me with grace to do a lot of meditation on God's word. And also pull down strongholds of darkness in the process. So Holy Spirit, equip me with grace. Strengthen me with grace to do this exercise. Strengthen me with grace. The people in the false religion, they could be in meditative state for hours, some for days. Why are Christians not doing that? Yeah, why are Christians not meditating? Why are Christians not ascending into the realms of glory? Into the realms of power. Why are Christians so weak and lazy? Pray that God will help you. The Holy Spirit, help me to do this exercise. Help me to meditate on the Word of God. And in the process, destroy strongholds of darkness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. And I will pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this hour in your presence. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for the victories we have already. Thank you for your power that fights our battles. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for uprooting from our minds and souls the things that keeps defiling us in your presence, in your sight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the helps you have given to us during the course of this prayer session. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the problems you have solved in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your truths that have set us free. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you move mightily in the lives of everyone here right now, and that you do that which only you can do. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Touch the minds of your people and let your will prevail in their minds. Touch their spirits and souls. Touch every part of their lives and enforce your will to prevail right now. In the name of Jesus, let your name be highly exalted in the lives of everyone here. And let every other name bow to your name in their lives. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that in your life you shall experience real excellence, real success, and real greatness in Jesus' name. I pray that you shall be strengthened in your inner man to love God more, to serve God more, and to please God more. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that you shall not be trapped by religion, but that you shall have a real relationship with God, a very real relationship with God. In Jesus' name, may the Lord be merciful unto you. May the Lord be merciful unto you. May the Lord be merciful unto you. May He help you in those areas you need His help. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.